When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy, the show, the world's most trusted conspiracy theory podcast, with your hosts, Adam Todd Brown and Olivia Haidar.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to Conspiracy, the show. I'm Adam Todd Brown. Who else is here?
Hey, I'm Olivia Haidar.
And that makes us your hosts. That bit is harder when there's another person in the room.
It really is. I had to really race for it.
No, I was hanging back. I knew it was your time. I knew it was your time to shine. Look, I read the housekeeping notes before showtime. I know where we're at.
Sure.
Yeah. I do send out very detailed instructions regarding guest behavior on this podcast.
Oh yeah. This whole show is scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, you know,
I don't know why you asked me to shave my pubes first.
Hey, that's Andy Sell. Andy, no pubes Sell.
Yeah. Yep. that's what they call me.
Apparently there are people who think this podcast or the podcasts that I do are scripted, which, oh my God, that would take so much time. Like writing a script for 5 episodes a week.
That's very funny to think.
No, we don't script this out.
I mean you should win an Emmy or whatever equivalent.
Oh, a Webby?
Yeah.
A Webby. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the more ethical awards in that I think you can just like buy one at this point.
You could, yeah, just take home the golden Ethernet cable or whatever the fucking statue is for a Webby.
Oh yeah, vote for us for the golden Ethernet cable, even if that doesn't exist. Someone set it up and please award Conspiracy the show. You know we fucking deserve it.
We do.
Anyway, we're doing a conspiracy news roundup episode. Yay! Because woo! It is 2K23, and that means all you got to do is Google the word conspiracy, and a lot of trending, recent, current news is going to come up.
That is true.
That's how the research for this works, and that's why I love these episodes so much. It's so easy. Speaking of easy, this is pretty low-hanging fruit when it comes to a conspiracy podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to.
Yeah, let's talk about a truly historic event. Finally, for the first time, Mexico held its first congressional hearing about aliens.
Woo!
I don't know what took them so long. I think everyone's seen this by now, right?
Yeah. It's all over the internet. The shrinky dinks.
Yeah, this UFO hearing, even wilder than the one that we just had, where a guy was like, yeah, we got UFOs. In a garage in
right.
It's like, fucking tell us something we don't know, pal.
It's my stepdad's. He's working on it. We can't. Don't scratch it. It's just Blue Oyster Cult blasting from a garage near the White House.
The star of this hearing was UFO enthusiast and journalist Jaime Maussan.
Hmm.
And what he brought along with him was what he alleged to be 2 mummified bodies of alien origin. And they look like aliens, you know?
Sure.
They look like what we envision aliens to be.
Right. They're like chibi-sized humans.
They look like a fifth grader made them with paper mache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why I believe them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They do look pretty silly. And the thing about it, there's like videos out there where there's like labs that are like, no, we tested them. There's no manipulation of any sort. And sure. The thing is, even if these things are real, no one's ever going to believe it. Like, even I am one of the least cynical people when it comes to stuff like this. And even I'm like, man, that lab could be in on it. Like this.
Yeah.
Like this could very easily be a fucking hoax. Like
I don't think it takes much effort to think that it might be a hoax. It's pretty hoaxy. It looks like every other hoax that we've gotten since Chariot of the Gods. So yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Although, you know, I'm ready to like eat my words as soon as he puts some water on them and they grow like four times the size.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Start multiplying like gremlins.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Shit,
they were underground for a reason, huh?
Yeah, I agree. But I want to believe this. This is one of those. I'm a very cynical, skeptical person. I don't believe any shit ever, pretty much. But like, I want to believe this one because it's so obviously a hoax. Because it has such flagrant, like that. Remember that guy that had the body of Bigfoot in a cooler or a freezer or something?
And it was. Yeah. What did that turn out to be?
I can't remember if it turned out to be like a costume or just another animal or something. But it really feels like that kind of a thing, which is why I want it to be true. Because I want the shit that's so clearly a hoax to be the stuff that's real.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I just hope that he didn't fuck up the Nazca lines more getting this thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're already pretty much gone.
Yeah, that's the one thing that at least makes me think this wouldn't be a government conspiracy. Like, there's no way they're just like trying to drum up tourism to the Nazca lines. Like, that's the last fucking thing the Nazca lines need.
But they just want to compete with Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
They're like, everybody comes here to Machu Picchu for their honeymoons and shit.
Well, people keep saying, but you're both in Peru, so you win. But no one listens.
They're too similar is the thing. They're too and they don't even know it. Like they fight like siblings because they're basically the same person. I mean, place. Yeah.
I would fuck with Machu Picchu. I don't think I would bother. Like, I would want to see the Nazca lines, but like from the sky. Like,
yes, from a distance.
They don't want to be on the ground. They're not going to look like anything. Isn't that why it took them so long to be discovered?
Right.
Like, we eventually had to learn to fly. And then we were like, oh, there they are.
Well, really, the whole valley is surrounded by. We've talked about this on the Chariot of Gods episode. That whole valley is surrounded by really tall hills, which would make it perfect for people to have seen them. So anyway,
so take that
Nazca lines.
Yeah, get up on the hill and look at that shit.
But yeah, I don't think this is an alien. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
is it a mummified child? Is that the theory? Because that's where
it looks like a fucking sculpture.
Yeah, apparently things like this that have been discovered previously ended up being mummified kids. But if that's the case, like, why the long face, kid? Like, why do you look like that? What's going on?
Because he was sad.
If it's mummified, that's probably not his face.
I don't know.
Years, baby. It's the mileage.
No.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, they do claim that they've carbon dated this thing and that it's 1,000 years old or more than 1,000 years old. Probably not like dead on 1,000 years old. That would be wild.
If they're saying, they're saying that the lab says it's not a human, that it doesn't share enough DNA or whatever with humans to be a human. They're not even using the words DNA. This is why I don't trust this lab. It's because it's all like, yeah, there's nothing human about this. And it's like, well, that could mean it's a rock then. Or could it be like a mummified primate from 1,000 years ago?
Yeah, who knows?
Like, I mean, in that case, that's fun too. You know,
and here's the thing, even if it's a mummified alien, I mean, kind of, so what? Where are they now?
Yeah. Yeah, they survived. Exactly. You were here 1,000 years ago.
That is borderline like saying there were like extinct animals at one point. And it's like, there sure were. There were lots of things that did exist and that don't anymore. Like if aliens came here and just died off, I guess we're a little better than them.
Seems like. Sure.
Well, it's, you know, they got wet.
Yeah. It seems like our craft stays in the sky better than their shit. And it seems like we survived whatever happened at the Nazca lines.
Yeah, we definitely survived. That's for sure.
So I like to think that every time a UFO or a UAP, excuse me, ends up on this planet, like crashed, it's not because aliens are exploring us. It's like when we get drunk and go off the road out in the middle of nowhere, driving somewhere. It's just it's just that aliens like fucked up on whatever aliens get fucked up on.
Yeah.
Well, like he like looks down because a tape falls into the from the console and he's got to reach over the seat to pick it up. And the next thing he knows, he's in fucking Roswell.
Well, I was going to say, I do think that is basically the current most popular theory for Roswell, basically.
Kinda, yeah. Is
that they got struck by lightning and crashed.
Because
lightning is going to fuck up an extraterrestrial spacecraft. They can travel through space. They can't prepare for some electricity.
But I do like that theory. Like, that alien's
it's funny.
Reaching for his Seeger cassette ends up on Earth. And hey, their ships can't handle our atmosphere. I've said it before and I'll say it again. That really speaks to my question of, well, then why would we want it?
Right.
Why would we want their technology if it can't?
Well, like, this is
balloons. The real guy better than this shit.
The real question is, how did they get a Bob Seger cassette in 1947?
Time travel. Ancient alien theory.
There you go.
Hollywood Nights, baby.
Yeah, I love the other aliens. Like, just put on the radio. It's not worth it, man. He's like, no, I want your Hollywood Nights.
And who doesn't?
Yeah.
I love Bob Seger. I saw Bob Seger in concert and I cried a little because
I can see that.
Because Seger rules. And he like had like mostly retired and then just all of a sudden like came back and it was fucking great.
Yeah, I mean, of course it was fucking great. The man is an intergalactic icon. He's exactly. So good that he's popular with aliens.
He caused Roswell. We got to get that on a t-shirt. Seger caused Roswell.
Exactly.
What the fuck is that shirt? Right? All right. So, yeah, who knows? This dude fucking antiques roadshowed. Some aliens to Mexican Congress, and it's never like I feel like there had to be a point in history where someone was trying to get a skeptic to believe UFOs and aliens are real, and they're like, what's it gonna take? Someone gets in front of Congress actually holding an alien. Is that what it's gonna take? Nope, that's still not enough.
Well,
never gonna, like, they're gonna have to invade. Like, that's the only solution. Like, for a lot of reasons, I think aliens should.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool. I think we've said this a few times. Who cares? Let them.
It's apocalypse of choice, for sure.
Yeah.
As long as I die in, like, the War of the Worlds shoot 'em up stuff. Like, human enslavement stuff.
I'm going up to the top of the building in Los Angeles and holding up the side. I'm ready.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about a Democratic presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
This is so far the only alternative we got when it comes to Biden in 2024. RFK Jr.
Oh.
He has expressed some skepticism over the official account of 9/11. And here's the thing. This guy's a nightmare. He's a big, big problem. He's not going to be president ever for so many reasons. I mean, actually, I don't
want to get that. Fucking say that. Don't monkey's paw this shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Where's Sirhan Jr.?
We've got a lot of. They would be a.
I believe it's Sirhan.
There we go. There we go.
That's how that naming convention works.
Rule of threes.
I just think it would take like there's like a dozen worst case scenarios that we get to before RFK Jr. is president.
That is very true.
There's like a million worst things that have to happen first.
But like again, don't tempt anything, you know?
What if it did? What if it
would be interesting?
What if it did come down to like RFK Jr. and DeSantis? Like, do you even vote?
No. Like, no.
At that point, you got to be a conscientious objector in some way.
I think I'm with Olivia on this too, because it's like, yeah, before we get even that, DeSantis v. RFK,
right.
Before that even happens, there's already martial law. Like, there's already open fighting in the streets.
Things are in hell already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you have to think, like, you know, we lose Harris, we lose Speaker of the House. Like, there's so many people who have to die before we're ready to like nominate RFK.
I mean, here's the thing though. Like, now I'm thinking about it. Now there's wheels turning, and I'm like, oh,
but this is not
Biden's
story.
Old.
This is not the news story.
Yes, it's not the story. No, the story is that somehow people are surprised, shocked, caught off guard, I guess.
Really?
RFK Jr. questions the official narrative of what happened on 9/11.
No fucking shit.
I can't believe conspiracy theory the candidate believes 9/11 wasn't real.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, this is greatest hits conspiracy. Like,
exactly.
Wow me with a B-side here, RFK.
I would be way more shocked if he didn't think 9/11 was an inside job.
The thing is that in the story, it's even like he's even trying to not answer it. Like,
right.
This journalist is pushing him, trying to get him to say like something crazy about, this podcaster.
That's the thing. He was on a podcast, and if you will link to the article, I mean, we're not going to tell you to listen to the podcast. I don't even know what podcast it was. Don't listen to any podcast except this one.
Yeah, this is the only one you need. We're the only ones telling the truth.
Yeah. At least in terms of conspiracy podcasts.
That might be true.
Alpha and Omega, baby. But this host was clearly trying to get RFK Jr. to say crazy shit about 9/11. And like, he didn't want to talk about.
Yeah, he was like, 9/11. He was like, I'm not the guy to talk to about this. He like admitted, like, it was the first fucking rational thing Bobby J has said in his life. And he's like, and this podcaster doesn't want to savor that moment. Is just like, no, what do you think though? What do you think? And he's like, I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm not the guy. And also, like, I don't accept the official narrative is like, congratulations, you think critically. Like, that's, it's a non-story.
That's the thing. This guy, he's clearly trying to provoke like an exciting comment out of RFK Jr. And here's the thing. RFK Jr. didn't want to talk about it. Fuck him. I don't care about his wishes. I hope all his dreams go down in flames. But at the same time, this guy's like, oh, so you don't accept the official narrative? You don't accept that Al-Qaeda was responsible? And it's like, buddy, I think a lot of people don't necessarily think Al-Qaeda was responsible anymore.
Yeah.
Like the families of 9/11 victims.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda, for example.
Al-Qaeda, pretty adamant. Saudi Arabia is like, don't take credit.
Exactly. Like, this guy clearly has not looked into 9/11 in a while.
No.
Like, that part of the story, I think there is definitely room for discussion as to whether we maybe invaded the wrong country or two over.
I think that is, yes.
Or three or four or.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I mean, what do you count as an invasion? Is it destabilization of the region count? Or are we talking only proper, like, official military actions?
Exactly. And like, this is also so lazy. There's so many other crazy things you can get RFK Jr.
absolutely
to just say willingly.
It's gotta be such a softball fucking thing to do. Just ask him what he thinks about literally anything normal.
Just ask him about COVID, for fuck's sake.
Ask him about COVID. That's all anybody should ever ask him about, honestly.
Kinda. Yeah. RFK Jr. He's a fucking problem.
Fuck that guy.
RUFKM Jr.
Remember when Cornel West talked about running for president and he was like, because I love this RFK Jr. so much. And everybody's like, shut up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think there's a person that doesn't tell Cornel West to shut up when he starts talking now. He makes literally everybody look bad.
God.
All right, let's talk about, I would argue this headline is more interesting than it seems.
Sure.
Fake Trump electors say they were brainwashed. And on the surface, if you just read the headline, you're like, well, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You were brainwashed. Of course you were. But this is actually a really interesting defense strategy.
Yeah.
What happened is there's fake, we've talked about the fake electors scheme, if not on this podcast, we've talked about
it. Oh my God.
The podcasts. If you don't know how it works, how are you even listening to a conspiracy podcast? Like that is like, that's like the initiation. Like if you were to come to the door right now, I'd be like, tell me what the fake electors scheme is. And I would know you don't belong in this room right now.
Worst exam ever. Oh my God.
And so there's people who have been indicted for those various schemes all around the country, including 16 people in Michigan. And two of them apparently hired very good lawyers. They're all being tried together, but they each have their own individual lawyers and shit. And two of them apparently have very good lawyers because their defense is that, well, they were brainwashed by Trump. And for this crime to stick, you have to prove there was malicious intent. And if someone's brainwashed, you're basically saying they're like a cult victim at that point. And there can't be really malicious intent in that case. And the reason they're saying that is because Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is the one who said it. And she didn't say it when she indicted these people. She didn't like put it in any court ruling or any court documents. She just went on the fucking internet and attended some virtual event for liberal activists and said this. People talk a lot about, oh, why don't you start flipping some of these people so that they can become witnesses against the remaining defendants, the worst acting defendants. The problem is these are people who have been brainwashed. Ugh. End quote. And you know, some people just shouldn't talk all the time.
Especially prosecutors. Fucking prosecutors are the dumbest motherfuckers. Yeah. I swear to God.
Yeah. Even when they can't, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. The thing is, this is a very interesting story because it's like the implications are so depressing. Like if this actually does, like, and it's all about like the court that it's presented in, like that this argument is presented in the good faith or bad faith that it's being taken in. Like,
right.
Because it's an easy thing to say, well, I spoke out of turn. This is not what I meant. I wasn't using a clinical or legal definition of brainwashed. Because also this is when you start getting into those like weird like criminal justice catch-22s and shit where it's like, you know, oh, who would kill someone if they weren't crazy? Therefore, everyone who's killed someone is not guilty by reason of insanity or whatever. You know, like you start picking that apart and it's like, yeah, but it's so fucking depressing if this actually like undermines the prosecution.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like it might.
There's a really good argument for it. Definitely. Like if they've got even a halfway decent lawyer, they're going to jump all over that.
Yeah. Because of course they're brainwashed.
Of course they're brainwashed. That's not even in question.
Yeah. But that doesn't absolve them of accountability. Like,
right. It's not brainwashed in the you have no responsibility for your actions.
Yeah, they weren't
ideological brainwashing.
Yeah, they weren't literally winter soldiered. You know, they're not fucking like they're not a bunch of Michigan candidates.
Right.
Did you see what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh, we have fun.
Yeah. And I think especially in the case of Trump followers, I almost don't agree with giving them cult status.
No.
Because like with a cult, there's some degree of like bait and switch or like you're enticed into taking like life coaching classes. And next thing you know, you're getting fucking branded. Like that's different. Like people were telling Trump followers about Trump. Like there was plenty of information available and they sided with him for very specific reasons.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why I hate that she said this because I don't.
Yeah.
Feel like they were brainwashed. I feel like they just like this was just their thing. Like this was their identity.
Well, it's the paradox or conundrum of fascism, where it's like, yeah, it's a conformist ideology, but it's also about concentrating the power with the few. So it's not like it's this weird elusive kind of thing where it's really just because it's so stupid. Like, it's because the social conditioning was there in the first place for someone like Donald Trump to come and take advantage of it. But he didn't create the conditions.
No.
So, but he also isn't, like you said, he's not literally like abducting people and like fucking re-educating them or programming them. No. It's just, this is, they, for whatever shitty reasons they have chosen the side of cruelty.
It's cultural indoctrination, ideological, you know, it's stuff that is reminiscent of brainwashing and cult behavior, but it isn't literally removing agency from people in the way that will be interpreted by courts trying to try this case.
Exactly. It's the problem with using, terms that you're stretching, like brainwashing or cult, like hyperbolically, because it's like, no, this is... you're involved in a very specific, complex apparatus of this.
Again, it just comes down to she should have kept her fucking mouth shut, honestly. Like, there was no fucking reason for her to be a public figure in that way. Like, she should have just stayed fucking quiet and prosecuted the goddamn case. And here's now...
out of the countless times it's happened, this will be the one time a prosecutor actually gets in trouble for saying something about a case that they should.
Yeah,
this history is littered with examples of prosecutors saying things like, even when people are still just being investigated and haven't actually been charged with anything, that very much make that person look guilty. You probably shouldn't be able to do that.
Prosecutors are just cops who are scared of guns. So they're just as fucking stupid, and they're just as fucking vindictive.
Yeah,
I've said a bunch of times, I feel like there should be something written into law that if it can be proven that you like prosecuted someone you knew was innocent, like it shouldn't end with that person being exonerated and being let out of jail. You should go to jail next. That sounds funny, but like there are cases where prosecutors like hid evidence that they knew would exonerate someone.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that person goes to
prison, that person loses like 18 years.
All right. This is crazy talk, Adam. Next, you're going to be telling me that if a president lies to start a war, they should be held somehow accountable. This is crazy.
No, that's a step too far.
That's a step too far. Okay.
No, then we would have, if we did that, then we'd have to jail all of our presidents.
Yeah. Where would Michelle Obama get all her candy from? Remember that fucking video?
He's our only candy supplier.
Bush giving Michelle Obama a piece of candy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you would give the exercise first lady a piece of candy. Fucking monster. Committing war crimes still.
Great painter.
Yeah, he really captures the desperation in people's souls.
Yeah, great at getting Jewish people to resettle in Israel so enough of them can be there for the apocalypse to happen.
Oh my God.
Google that, everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So let's talk about Twitter. No, I'm not going to call it X. It's not fucking pronouns. I get to call
it X.com.
I want. I don't care. It's Twitter. I'm not changing.
I'm going to X about this. I'm going to exit Elon Musk about this, and you're going to be in trouble.
You should, and I probably will be.
Yeah, looking into this,
that's concerning.
There's going to be a bunch of elections happening in 2024, including one, I believe, right here in the United States.
I'll have to fact check.
I don't know. Yeah.
Off camera, can someone? Our team's on it.
Okay.
Our research team.
All right. I'll stop looking it up. I was going to start looking it up, but
you're encyclopedia away, Andy. Come on.
But I walked all the way to the shelf.
The encyclopedia isn't going to have current information.
What are you talking about? I have a team that comes in and updates them every 2 hours.
Wow. It's a busy team. A
lot of writing in the margins.
So the elections are happening. That's where I was going. And in the run-up to that, Twitter has decided to fire pretty much the entire team that is responsible for like stopping misinformation from being spread on Twitter.
Good. I'm glad.
Love it. More.
It's a way. That was a waste of resources. There's no misinformation on Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as misinformation on Twitter anymore is kind of the problem. Like,
comedy's legal on Twitter, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
Free speech.
That's true. Are you both going to keep using it if they start charging? Will that be
if you have to pay for it, no matter what?
Yeah,
absolutely not.
No, I will not.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
I like 3 times a day. I consider deleting it, and I'm going to at some point.
I considered, but I have long since decided that I am just going to be one of the rats on the sinking ship.
Yeah.
I still have it. I just don't use it. By the way, follow me on Instagram at Adam Todd Brown for updates on this podcast and all the others. Because here's the thing. I can't keep a social media account going for every show. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just follow me. Like, they're network. Like, they're all my podcasts. I have co-hosts. I don't have to set up a fucking social media for everything. But also, I'm not on X or Twitter.
You're on Blue Sky, though, right?
I am on Blue Sky.
Yeah, there's just nothing going on over there.
If you love disengagement, Blue Sky is for you.
I kind of do love it. It is kind of my favorite app that I have now because, I mean, it doesn't haunt my dreams.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
And I know even if I, like, skeet, the best possible thing, it's going to get like one repost, maybe 6 likes. Like last night I skeeted the new Frasier is going to suck, motherfuckers.
Oh, did you? And
you know what? I didn't get nearly the reaction, something as provocative and timely as that would normally get.
I'm going to go. Is it still just called liking or is it something else?
I think it's jizzing. It's skeeting. Okay. If you post something,
and then there's re-skeeting,
and instead of going viral, you get bukkakied.
Exactly. You get your stomach pumped.
Okay, George Michael.
Well, I'm older than you, so my frame of reference is Rod Stewart. That's where.
Gotcha. I don't know if that's an older reference than George Michael, is it?
Yeah.
I guess it's slightly older, yeah.
Rod Stewart got his
stomach. And I was thinking of Rod Stewart because I don't think that was a George Michael.
Yeah, rumor. No.
Rest in peace, George Michael.
Yeah.
I love you, George.
Just out here catching strays from Conspiracy the Show.
I'm sorry. I love the pictures of you cruising in the park bathroom are iconic. I really do love them.
I just liked it and re-skeeted.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Because you know what? You know what I'm fucking tired of? I'm tired of people acting like Kelsey Grammer's cool and it's fun to celebrate Kelsey Grammer. Fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit.
Are people doing that?
Yeah, people unironically, you know, like, we love Frasier. It's just because
I do love Frasier.
That's fine. I just don't want Kelsey Grammer getting any more work.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole, right?
Yeah, he's like a far right nutcase. And also but he's probably a groomer.
Yeah. I mean, so was Roseanne, and we let her come back.
Yeah, but then the show killed her off and continued the show without her. Yeah, she went right back to the fucking shadows.
You know, here's the thing about Twitter firing all of its election misinformation staff.
I forgot.
Might be what we were talking about. Is they had to do that because otherwise it would be the first time that the owner of a website got kicked off for spreading misinformation. Like, they just had to get rid of them. Otherwise, they'd have a real problem.
Yeah, I suppose. So
I'm sorry. I really brought it down by bringing this back to topic. No, but I'm so sorry.
We were having so much fun.
I know we were riffing on Frasier and Blue Sky, but.
So they fired everyone responsible for fighting misinformation.
Yeah.
On Twitter, the people spreading it all have TV shows on Twitter.
Yeah,
now.
Oh, good.
Because it's a fascist breeding ground,
and
it's a right wing website.
Yeah. And my favorite thing to do on Twitter is to watch videos over 30 minutes long. It's the best place to do that.
Yeah, and like I talk shit, but I mean I'm still using Instagram, and like Facebook was causing genocides.
Yeah, Facebook is not clean of all of this.
Yeah, that's the when people were trying to get Zuck and Musk to fight. Yeah. Great.
No, thanks.
Don't give a shit. I hope they kill each other.
Yeah.
That would be now that I would watch that. I would even pay a little pay-per-view.
I would that skeet. Would be I would skeet that.
Oh, I'd skeet all over that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would skeet and jizz it. Honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I would re-put. I'm trying to think of a sexual thing for retweeting, but I can't.
There isn't. There's nothing.
No.
That's why it's just retweet. A flawless platform.
It was. It was good for a while. As much as I hated it, always. I always hated it. I did like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, all these people who got fired are in Europe, though. So.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck them.
Yeah.
They get like 5 months of free vacation.
They don't even know what an election is over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they all got kings and shit.
This is what really happened to these people. And I know the like right wingers, I don't know if they would admit it or not, but these people more than got fired, they got canceled.
Like, yeah.
Because what happened is this guy named Aaron Rodericks posted on LinkedIn that he worked for X and he was hiring like 8 people in the run up to the 2024 election to, you know, police for misinformation on the platform, as was his job. And right wingers noticed this post and started an online harassment campaign against this guy that ended in his boss, Elon Musk, siding with the people who started the online campaign and agreeing that this guy should be fired. He even posted a thing where he said, oh, you mean the election integrity team that was undermining election integrity? Yeah, they're gone. And that's the thing. Like, these right wingers started claiming that this guy was like working with the CIA to steal the 2024 election. And Elon Musk listened and was like, you're right, I'm going to fire that whole team. They got canceled by the crowd that is so adamant that you can't just cancel people for,
well,
I mean, God, views.
No one loves canceling people more than the right. That's always been their game. That has always been their favorite thing to do, is chase people out of public life.
And well, they want to cancel entire communities from existence.
Yes, exactly.
Entire demographics.
Yeah.
But it is always funny when they're like, oh, he's conspiring with the CIA to, you know, help the left, the liberals or whatever.
Yeah, you and know, that, like, that leftist organization, exactly. The CIA.
I don't know if I've ever said this on this podcast before, but right-wingers are so fucking stupid. They don't even know who is on their goddamn team. They're just so mad and dumb that they just fucking hate, regardless of if people are serving their interests, like the CIA.
So much of the fuel of in the engine of fascism is just this desperate insecurity and need to be liked by, like, and that's what Musk is doing here. This is what they want me to do. This is what.
He is so pathetic. He is such a pathetic specimen of humanity.
I don't understand how. Is there a board? Like, how has he not been removed yet?
I don't think that's how it works, but I don't know. I mean, like, what's he going to get removed from? Owning the company?
Didn't he step down as CEO?
Oh,
yeah, okay. He's not the CEO.
Oh, well,
Linda Yaccarino is the CEO.
That helped. Like that.
Yeah, definitely. Totally.
Now I don't even think of Elon Musk when I think of X now.
There was actually, speaking of Linda Yaccarino, this is a little bonus story.
What a fun name.
Yaccarino? Really, I know. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was in the vent where she brought up Elon Musk and everybody booed at him. No, it was, would anybody not want to work with Elon Musk? And then a bunch of people raised their hands and laughed.
Yeah. What did she think was going to happen? Like, everyone was going to be like, oh, fuck yeah, I'd work with Elon Musk.
I think, yes, that is what she thought.
I mean, as we keep seeing in the comedy world, a lot of people will work with literally anyone.
That is, I mean, sure. But comedians are not really people. In the, like,
there's that. But also, even if you put comedians in that, in such a low stakes opportunity to take that stance. Like, yeah. It's one thing.
Yeah, if true.
Linda Yaccarino is asking you the question at an event. It'd be another thing if Elon Musk was in your face waving like $5 million in it. Sure. Then it might be a different answer. But in that environment, of course, people are going to be like, no, fuck him.
If Elon Musk wants to give me $5 million right now to say I like him, I will say that I like him. I am not that principled. And that's an easy give. That is the easiest give I have ever given.
See? How about you, Andy?
How about you, Andy? $5 million.
All right. Cash. It's pointless to even do these because that's okay. $5 million. Yeah, sure. That's literally
exactly.
My price.
This is what I'm saying.
All right. I'm just going to say it.
But then can I use not. That $5 million to.
I would not. But also, I hope this makes its way to Elon Musk and he like gives you both $5 million. Please just give me like 2.5. Like, no. total. Let's,
Exactly.
Yeah, 2.5, that's chump change.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to have to pay taxes, are you? Well, gift tax, probably.
Sure, but that's fine. That's still plenty of money.
Oh, wait, there's taxes? Yeah, then no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
And it's not because less money. It's the principle of taxation is theft.
Well, of course.
Okay?
Yeah, of course.
Read the Federalist Papers, all right?
Yeah, the Federalist Papers. Exactly.
All right, you're not going to believe it. Update on one of my least favorite conspiracy stories of all time, ivermectin.
Oh, yes.
Right-wing judges are now using the ivermectin controversy to silence the FDA. At least they're trying to. And even then, they're not really trying that hard. Don't let this headline alarm you too much.
Sure.
If you come across it. I've said before that I hate the way we covered the ivermectin story, like as a society.
Yes.
I think our side went a little dangerously toward almost like promoting the idea that you could use the horse version safely, because like all the jokes around Joe Rogan were like, oh, he's taking horse drugs. Well, his followers are going to see that and see that Joe Rogan was fine. And they're going to go, boop, I can take the horse drugs. And no, sure. Joe Rogan wasn't taking the horse drugs. Granted, he was taking a drug that didn't work to fight COVID, but he was taking a human version of the drug.
Taking
horse drugs.
The fact that it's horse, that clinging on to that, it's almost like that the attorney general saying brainwashed, where it's like,
sure,
this is hyperbole, you're stretching it for the joke, I get it, it's funny, but also the important thing here is not that it's a medicine for horses, but that it's what, an anti-parasite? It's like a deworming kind of drug, right?
Yeah,
it's ivermectin.
And it's it won a Nobel Prize.
It's an interesting drug
for its human use. Like, it's not a drug that has never been used.
Well, yeah, no,
anything.
Yeah, parasites are gnarly. We need drugs to stop parasites for sure. But that's what the drug is for, not for respiratory.
Well, it also we don't need to relitigate the entire thing, but it did have some interesting use cases outside of parasites, but nothing that would make you think, oh, this will also cure my COVID.
Yeah, a lot of times, that's true. A lot of times pharmaceuticals do have they're being developed for one thing, but they have other uses that are more usable.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating drug with a good, interesting history, but unfortunately not what people were taking.
Right. And it sucks that it didn't work because it's a very cheap and readily available drug, which is why people were looking into it. But the way it was reported, like Andy said, people could not let go of the horse drug aspect.
Right.
Yeah. And that's kind of what this lawsuit with the FDA is about. Because at one point during all of this, the FDA tweeted a thing that was like, stop it. You are not a horse. And like with hashtags and
probably
this stallion emoji or something.
The awful trend of government agencies tweeting, which just needs to stop.
And
well, they got the idea from corporate brands.
Well, they need to stop too.
Yeah.
So
the thing is, it's fine if the FDA wants to tweet. Like, that's sure. as good of a way to get information out as any, especially at that point in history.
Right. Yeah. But
just don't be all social media cute about it.
Yeah. That's, I guess that's what I mean, really.
Yeah.
That's the part that sucks.
Like, I'm just the FDA tweeting a GIF of the fucking guy with the steering wheel, and I think you should leave.
Oh, yeah.
With like an ivermectin, yeah. like photoshopped over it. That's what the FDA is doing.
Yeah. The FDA does not need to clap back at anybody. The FDA needs to issue warnings.
The FDA needs to administer food and drug.
Exactly.
Approvals and information, not and that's, not wind flame wars.
And that's kind of what this lawsuit was about. There were these three doctors who had been prescribing ivermectin to treat their patients. And again, that's like, if you and your doctor talk about it and you go for it, like that's fucking up to you.
Yeah.
And their whole thing was, well, we lost our jobs. We lost all our credibility because people thought we were prescribing horse drugs. They were like, we were not prescribing horse drugs. And like the FDA did issue a separate statement that was like, well, here's why, you know, the human version isn't really going to help either. But like when they posted that, they did like the horse joke thing too.
Right.
And these doctors were like, you fucking wrecked our careers, which probably not true, but
sure.
They sued and that case got thrown out, but then it got picked up by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which sounds like it needs its own sitcom. Like
yeah.
they just sound like a haphazard bunch of right wing lunatics.
Yeah.
It's this Colonel Klink shit.
Like they're just firing off the craziest opinions, knowing someone's yes. going to be like, fucking no, undo that thing you just did. Like that just right. happened recently. They issued some ruling and like immediately had to come back 8 hours later and be like, just kidding. That's against JK. The law. What we did.
JK, LOL.
And so they picked this case up, and that's kind of their argument is that, well, the FDA can like advise, but they can't recommend. They can't like tell you to stop taking a right. drug, which is in effect what they did. They said stop totally. Taking ivermectin and made it seem like it was a drug strictly for horses. So the appeals court picked that up. But also, again, this is a wacky bunch. And all they really did was send it back to the original judge. And we're like, okay, but what if you thought the 2020 election was stolen? Would that sway your opinion at all? Like, what if you think yeah. Jesus appointed Donald Trump as our forever president? Then would you maybe rule differently? Like, I don't know what they're fucking expecting. No judge is going to get this from these people and be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The organization that was created to tell people what drugs are safe to take and what drugs are not safe to take, they can no longer do that.
Right. Yeah. They can't tell you. They can tell you if it's safe. They just can't tell you not to take it.
I mean, I'm fine if
it's not safe.
I'm fine if the court comes down back with a like, okay, but like, don't meme it anymore. All right.
You're right.
You're not the federal dunking administration.
If the ruling comes back as you're no longer allowed to tweet through it, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is legislation we need. I've said it before. The minute Obama tweeted, we as a nation,
the worst
streets. Yes. We should have taken to the streets and been like, nope.
Yeah.
No.
The president doesn't get to talk to us that way.
No politicians, honestly.
Yeah.
As much as I like AOC or whatever, like, I don't need any of them to have Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh, Obama's the social media president. Like, no, Trump's the social media president.
Yeah. And he's the real social
Guess
media.
He's
like if social media became president.
Exactly.
Guess what? It's not a public utility. It's a private corporation, which means...
Yeah.
It's going to amplify not the egalitarian voices.
No,
nope.
No, never.
Speaking of, I remember when the FDA had Tig Notaro's Twitter and they were supposed to give it to me and they gave it to Dave Ross instead.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've never had Tig Notaro's Twitter.
That kind of falls on Dave for not sending it over to you. You know,
yeah, well,
he should know better.
He'd already promised it to Obama, so...
And all he tweeted was, "What day is it?" It's a real deep.
Oh, that's Dave a deep Ross dive Twitter for joke. Dave Ross stands who listen.
I mean, I love Dave Ross. He was part of that 2016 Chicago Cubs World Series winning team.
Also, you can't forget his Dancing with the Stars stint.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, I feel like I'm totally out of step with whatever you guys are talking about.
I am too. Like, what Dave Ross are you talking about?
Oh, comedian Dave Ross.
The comedian Dave Ross.
Not the Chicago Cubs catcher.
he's their manager now.
Yeah, well, yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, the Cubs existed as an organization until 2016.
I mean, they're doing all right this year. We're in the playoff hunt. Got some young rookies.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's for another podcast.
Yeah, I don't even like sports.
Me neither.
What were we talking about again? Jeff Ross?
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Jeff Ross. Jesus.
So, yeah, let's talk about one last story that also serves as a reminder that, you know, sometimes some people just shouldn't talk. Like,
yeah,
some people just should go somewhere and like shut up forever. And I think Rudy Giuliani qualifies as one of those people.
Remember for like a week when we thought that guy was just going to melt?
Yeah. remember for a week when we thought he was going to save America?
No, I don't remember that.
No, I actually don't remember that one.
I mean, 9/11, he was pretty popular.
He was very popular in 2001.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But yeah, he's hit the point where he should probably shut up now. He's getting sued by Hunter Biden, someone who, to his credit, I've never heard him talk.
Yeah. No, I don't know anything about that guy other than what right-wingers say.
Yeah.
So I know what is not true about him.
Yeah. All I know about Hunter Biden is what right wingers steal from his computer. Which,
exactly. Or allegedly.
Speaking of that, Rudy Giuliani is being sued by Hunter Biden because Giuliani broke into Hunter Biden's computer, or someone working on Giuliani's behalf hacked into Hunter Biden's computer and stole a bunch of data from him. And here's the thing, that is a crime. It's just usually pretty hard to prosecute because you don't really know who did it. Like,
right.
There might be a digital trail of some sort, but people who are good enough at it to do that aren't going to leave a ton of evidence in their wake.
But so, Rudy.
So to actually get caught doing that, you have to do something like, say, go on an episode of your podcast and hold up a laptop and say, "This belongs to Hunter Biden," and then brag for a few minutes about how you copied all the data from that computer to your own computer. And then you're going to want to upload that to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. That's not a thing anymore. You know, all the hosts, like all the platforms, so people hear it. And then you can be sued for breaking into someone's computer.
You know, I got to say, this is an interesting way to learn that Rudy Giuliani has a podcast. Sounds like a fucking nightmare. Jesus.
America's mayor live.
Fuck off. There's no way that's live. Go to hell.
If it is, and you're able to call in, oh boy, would I like to call in.
Well, that should be an episode, definitely.
Yeah. And that is exactly what he did. He went on his podcast and was like, Hunter Biden's laptop, see?
And so you never took me alive, see?
So Hunter Biden's suing him. And here's the thing. Like, fuck both sides of this story. Like, Hunter Biden can burn for all I care, I'm sure.
Sure, I don't give a fuck about Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden is the Marie Antoinette of our time.
Sure. Like, look, the only time I would ever care about Hunter Biden is if he's passing the blunt. That is it.
Yeah. Look, apparently he's got a lot of porn videos of himself. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all right. Sure. He's attractive.
You could crank it to Hunter Biden. Great.
He's like a Sean William Scott character. He's a
He looks like my old boss at Playboy.
Like, yeah, oh really?
Yeah, Jimmy Jelinek.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
He just,
but you know,
he's, yeah, fuck him. Like, I'm sure he's an asshole. I'm sure he's an asshole. I'm sure if I met him, I would hate him. But also, like, anytime his name comes up, I can't help but be like, poor kid, never had a chance.
No. And like, and look, you know, I don't like the guy. I don't really care about him one way or the other. But you do make a good point, Adam, in that if this were Don Jr., like, Don Jr. is just as much of a criminal as Hunter Biden, or maybe more.
Definitely
and that
more.
Guy,
absolutely more.
And that guy was on every goddamn news network and on Twitter and everywhere talking nonstop. And I will take Hunter Biden over that shit any day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Hunter Biden takes pictures of himself smoking crack.
Like, crack. This is what I'm saying. You gotta love him.
Crack holds, I think, the lone distinction of being the one drug that it's still not cool to use.
That is true.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell someone you tried heroin and they're going to be like, oh shit, what was it like? If you tell them you smoked crack, they're going to be like, you degenerate fuck.
This is how you know, is because there's no songs about how great doing crack is. Like, even crack songs, crack raps, they're about selling crack. They're not about doing it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And there's still like Breaking Bad for crack.
Yeah. Even meth is sexier than crack.
Yeah. Yeah. Even The Wire was more about heroin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. The only cool shows about crack are the ones about how the CIA sold it.
Right. Yes. I was just thinking about Snowfall. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which is just like a mainstream TV show. And CIA is still in business.
Yep.
Great. They're not canceled.
Wow. Hunter Biden.
So yeah. Hunter Biden, how do we feel about the laptop story? I feel like it is a mix of fact and fiction. I don't doubt that they found some shit on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Sure.
But I also don't think the laptop that was taken to that store was Hunter Biden's laptop.
No.
Oh, yeah, I definitely don't think the blind pawn shop guy. Yeah,
it's like not an accident. Repairman. It's not an accident that they just like they didn't just stumble upon the one semi-blind right wing leaning computer repair shop in the Northeast.
Exactly.
To drop that laptop off and go, hello, I am Hunter Biden. I'm never coming back for this. Like, what the fuck? And when people ask Giuliani to just, well, like, you know, show us the evidence you have against Hunter Biden. I say it all the time. His response was no, because you'll just try to debunk it.
Well, yes, what? Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what, like, anyone.
You know what? You fucking got me, Rudy.
Oh, how'd you sniff out my liberal agenda? Yeah. Trying to verify that outlandish claims about a person are true. Crazy.
Like my main takeaway from Hunter Biden laptop is I don't give a shit whatsoever. He could be true, could be false. Who cares?
The only reason I would give a shit is because it means that, like, if he gets away with this, it's like, well, truly, there's no filter. I mean, there obviously already wasn't one. But, like, it's not so much that I worry about Hunter Biden and his security. It's, like, everybody else that this could be a precedent for. If, like, but also, it's definitely not his laptop. Yeah. Like, at least the one Giuliani holding up, that's a prop.
Probably.
But he did admit to a crime on a recording. And
yeah,
if it ends up with Rudy Giuliani going to prison or suffering some sort of consequences,
I'm fine.
That would be fine. I would be into that.
That would be preferable, actually. Yeah. Yeah. That I can't even say, oh, I don't care if he goes. No, I want him to.
No, I would like for him to.
The motherfucker.
Yeah, I would like for him to suffer. That would be good.
And you know what? It's also fine that Hunter Biden might go to jail.
Sure, I don't really care. This is the whole right-wing thing where they think that because they would be scandalized if, like, Don Jr. was sent to prison or whatever, and they would be up in arms, that we would be up in arms about Hunter Biden going to prison, when that is just not how people on the left operate.
No.
That is literally just... the same with all the... Like, oh, how would you feel if a... a congressman that you cared about was in this scandal, and it's like, well, fuck him. Okay.
Yeah, you know how I've slept like a fucking baby since Al Franken left town.
Exactly.
I do like, not give a shit.
It's like, oh, what if Clinton was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane? Well, fuck him. He should fucking burn in hell. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, or even like anytime, you know, like Tucker Carlson, where it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to cancel Tucker. Let's see what you'll say if we come for Bill Maher.
Please. I always love that one.
Please. We'll tie him up for you.
Yeah.
It's very funny that they think our version of Tucker Carlson is Bill Maher. And I guess they're I guess they're not wrong. Like, I guess he's kind of what it is, but
yeah.
It's not, it really says more about Tucker Carlson than anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems so confusing because, like, I don't think our side wants a Tucker Carlson, but we have one. And it's Bill Maher, like,
yeah, and we don't like him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think he's not, I don't consider him our side because he's,
well, sure,
he's basically right wing,
but from the liberal morons,
yeah, the classical liberal, yeah,
these
yeah.
fucking mouth breathing right wing pieces of shit.
Yeah.
All right, I think we did it. That's our episode.
Yeah.
Know everything they need to know now.
Yeah.
No,
you're well equipped to handle the world.
Yeah.
You're go. Welcome,
everybody. The water cooler tomorrow when you're chit-chatting
with
workers and someone says the word conspiracy. Now you got something to talk about.
Yeah. And people, if they bring up the new Frasier, you can tell them it's going to suck.
Yeah. The new Frasier will suck. But people don't have water coolers now. They're too busy being on their fucking phones.
Oh yeah, millennials. Yeah. Millennials killed the water cooler industry. Nobody wants
avocado phones.
Nobody wants the water cooler anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, in their defense, I did try the water cooler app, and it's pretty fucking great. Like,
yeah, I mean, it rules.
It's like it's the iPod of water. Twitter. Like, you can fit like 5 gallons in your phone. How? Wow.
Crazy.
It's crazy. So thank you both for doing the pod. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? I have a show November 10th at the Sardine in San Pedro. I'm on the lineup. Connor McSpadden, Lindsay Adams. We're all doing comedy. And then there's going to be bands after. Danger, Van Gorder, and Countless Thousands are doing a set. And then, nice. You know, some other bands. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Tickets will be on sale soon.
I love other bands.
Yeah, other bands are great. But so is Countless Thousands. Come see them.
Yeah,
I only like Countless Thousands. I do not like any other bands.
That's fair. That's fair. Andy, what do you got to plug?
Looking for the boys. Same thing I plug every time. We're in season 6 now. We're taking a little Sawdyssey through the Saw movies. And that's what's going on with me. Might have some other stuff up my sleeves, but at the moment, that's it.
Cool.
Olivia?
You know, I'm on x.com at Haider Haidar. I would just like to take this moment to personally shout out whoever spoofed my debit card and went on a $4,000 gasoline shopping spree through the valley. Oof. Stop. Please stop. I'm really sick of spending every morning on the phone with Chase getting your shit reversed. So please stop stealing my money. I don't have very much.
Oof, that sucks.
The valley. Where in the all valley?
Through it.
All through it. The whole
Sherman Oaks, Tarzana.
Are they getting out to Encino? Northridge, Chatsworth?
Encino, Carson, yeah.
Oh, gosh. He's
just buying gas everywhere?
Or, you know.
And it's expensive.
Like getting $200 charges at a time at multiple gas stations, yeah.
So, yeah, that's got to be like a ring.
It's an open it's some sort that's got to be an open micer.
Yeah, it probably is. It might be, yeah.
You shouldn't have gone to the other door, the Liquid Zoo or whatever.
I was going
to
say there was a $400 charge from the Liquid Zoo. I should have known. That's really, that was what it was.
All right.
It's Talmo. Talmo's got your card.
Talmo.
And I think that's it. Stop using Olivia's debit card.
Please, 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 please.
And goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
People of Earth, your planet is about to be destroyed.